Jesus was trying to teach people things all the time. And he used stories to do it. And this is one. Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground. Well, it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly since it had no depth. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil. Fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And Jesus said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." When he was alone, those who were around him, along with the 12, asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive. They may listen, but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then you're not going to understand any of the parables." The sower sows the word. The ones on the path where the word is sown, when they hear, Satan comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones that are sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root and endure only for a little while. And then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among thorns. Those are the ones who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on the good soil. They hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. This is the word of the Lord. Now, if you've grown up in the church, you've heard that parable before. You know all about it. You know all about the soils. The rocky soil, the dry soil, the thorny soil, the good soil, and we're supposed to be what? Yes, right. But have you ever wondered what is up with the sower? I mean, what is up with the sower? This is like the worst sower in the history of sowing. You can imagine the first time that Jesus told this parable that there are farmers kind of hanging out in the back, you know, the kind of guys who got the big calloused hands and the big beefy arms kind of crossing their arms, sitting back, listening to this guy chewing on a blade of grass. What did he just say about sowing? What did he say? It goes in the rocky and the thorn. That's like the worst sowing ever. What does this guy do for a living? He's a carpenter? Oh, yeah. Because everybody knows you don't sow seed that way. Seed is precious. The only reason you have seed is because the harvest the year before was good and you saved some seed and you protected it over the winter. You made sure that the mice didn't get to it. You made sure that bandits didn't steal it. It was precious. So when the time came to sow the seed, you were very intentional about where the seed went. Everybody knew that. The farmers knew that. The fishermen knew that. Even the tax collectors know that. So that when they get together with Jesus after he says this little parable, they're like, "Yeah, that was great with the parable about the sower and the seed and what?" And Jesus says, "No, it's like this. The sower is sowing the word. And it goes out there and it lands on all these different soils. And then this happens and then this happens and then this happens. And if you've got ears to hear, listen." They're thinking, "What? Because this is a crazy sower. This is a big, messy, helter-skelter sower of seed. Somebody who doesn't care about how precious the seed is. They just want to get the seed out to the people." Jesus says, that's what it's like. That's what you got to be. Disciples of mine, that's the ball game. You got to be crazy sowers of seed. You have to be crazy sowers of seed. And we don't really want to be crazy sowers of seed. Because we know we're supposed to spread the word, and we know we're supposed to evangelize, and we're supposed to talk about Jesus, but man, we really don't like it, most of us. Because, you know, we got pockets full of seed. We like the seed, but maybe we think we have to find one particular person. And it's hard to know where exactly that person is that the Holy Spirit is talking to us and telling us to get the seed to. And sometimes it seems that the Holy Spirit is just talking gibberish. And isn't there one particular person we're supposed to get it to? And how is that going to happen? So the seed stays in the pockets. Or maybe we think that spreading the word means we have to talk to strangers. We have to invade their personal space, and we have to try and sell them something that they don't even know that they need. We have to talk to strangers. We have to accost people at bus stations and hand out leaflets downtown and go to foreign countries and use puppets. We think that evangelism means we got to talk about strange things with strange people, and we don't want to do that, so the seed stays right in our pockets. Or maybe we think that when we sow the seed, the person that we try to give it to is going to ask us a lot of questions about it. They ask us a lot of questions. Things like, you know, why do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God? Isn't it just some other book? Why did Jesus have to die? Why did Jesus rise from the dead? Do you really believe that? I can't believe you believe that. Why do some Christians baptize babies and other Christians baptize adults? What's the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant? What's the difference between a Baptist and a Wesleyan? What's the difference between Reformed and Christian Reformed? And we go, I don't know. I don't know any of those answers, so I don't want anybody to ask me that. And if I try to get the seed out and spread the word, people are going to ask me questions that I don't know the answers to. And so the seed just stays in our pockets. And yet Jesus says, you got to be a little bit crazy when it comes to sowing the seed. And we think about sowing the seed this way. Like, let's say I wanted to be sure that everybody in the front row got a piece of candy. And I wanted to give it to them in a very intentional way. And I wanted to be sure that their hands were open when they received the candy and that I met them and touched their lives deeply in the moment. And I wanted to be sure that I had exactly enough for each person in the front row. And now I just get to know. It's good. But that assumes that there's a limited amount of candy. But there's not a limited amount of candy. And when it comes to being crazy, like the way God is crazy when it comes to sowing the word, you gotta be crazy. You gotta be crazy about sowing the word. You just got to be a big nutball. You just got to be crazy. Because if you believe that this candy can change somebody's life, if you believe that this candy is the answer to their deepest fears, if you're going to be a little bit crazy about the candy, you got to be crazy the way God is crazy. God is crazy about getting his word out. I got candy down my shirt. God is crazy like that. God is so crazy that he uses people like you and like me. God is so crazy that he used people like your parents to get the word to you. Or people like your teachers or your pastors. There ain't nobody crazier than pastors. God is so passionate, is so excited about what the word can do when it's in the lives of people, that he's crazy about getting it out. And he invites us to be crazy the way he is crazy. All of our fears about evangelism, they're about us. And yet this is what really happens. Imagine Jesus ascends into heaven and he's met there by Michael and Gabriel, the angels. And they say, hey, great job on earth. That was fantastic. We're so proud. And Gabriel says to Jesus, okay, now what do you want me to do? And Jesus says, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? Well, I'm the messenger angel. I'm ready to get the word out. I'm ready to go. And Jesus says, no, my guys are going to do it. I've got my disciples and their friends. And Michael says, are you kidding me? You what? Those guys? There's like 11, 12 guys and their friends and your mom and... Some of them don't even believe everything and they're just... What? And Jesus says, No. This is going to be good. I've, given them, told them what to do and they're going to be fine. And you can imagine Gabriel saying, that is the craziest thing I have ever heard. And it is. It's the craziest thing you've ever heard. That the God of the whole universe says this is how it's going to work. That Jesus, right before he ascends into heaven, he gathers his disciples to him and he says, this is the way it's going to be. Go out, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I have taught you. All right, go. Go, team. You can do it. And we're told that by the time he ascended into heaven, the angels had to come down and be like, he's really gone now. He's not coming back. So, because it's the craziest thing in the world to think that God would entrust the seed of his word to people like us. Well, you have to remember the last thing that Jesus said to his disciples. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. All those fears we have about evangelism, they're about us. I need to find exactly the right person that God is telling me to get the word out to. I need to accost strangers and convince them with my words. I've got to come up with exactly the right thing to say so they can figure out what I'm trying to do. I've got to know the answer to every last question that somebody just might ask me. But the beauty of our crazy God is that he goes ahead of us. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I am with you in the conversation that you need to have with your girlfriend about faith. I am with you in the conversation you need to have with your teammates about what really matters. I am with you in the conversations you need to have about faith. God goes ahead of us into those places and into those lives. God is already preparing the person that you're going to talk to next about faith. He's already doing it. And it doesn't have to be a giant, huge thing. It can simply be a small question that launches a bigger conversation. What's your favorite Bible story? Joshua and the Jericho. Great. What else? David and Goliath. What else? Ruth. Esther. Elijah. Gideon. Now, there's a reason why your favorite Bible story is your favorite Bible story. Just about everybody has a favorite Bible story, even if they haven't grown up in the church. A small question can lead to a bigger conversation. Okay, this one's rhetorical. Don't answer it. Another one is, how can I pray for you this week? Even if you're working side by side with somebody at Starbucks or at a pizza counter or at the mall, there are very few people that are going to turn down the opportunity to have someone else pray for them. How can I pray for you this week? What's God doing in your life? Or, what would you like God to be doing in your life? A small question that can launch a larger conversation. You don't have to have all the answers when you go out. You want to know the short answer on how to evangelize? Open your mouth and trust God. Open your mouth and trust God. Because our God is so crazy that he knows exactly when you and another person are going to cross paths and you're going to say something that person just exactly needed to hear. Or maybe you're going to say something and it just falls on thorny ground. Or maybe you're going to say something and it just falls on dry ground. Or maybe you're going to say something and it gets just choked out. But you know what? That happened to Jesus too. Jesus, not a perfect evangelism record. Lots of people turned away. But here's the promise that he's given to us, his disciples. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When you go out and you have a faith conversation with somebody, when you start talking about faith, when you sprinkle it liberally into your life, when you have little droppings of faith conversations all over the floor, when it's just everywhere, when it becomes natural for you to just spread the seed, to sow the word, to get it out there, you're going to be able to see all the times in which God shows up big. When God shows up and gets through your dry mouth and your sweaty pits and is able to actually say something decent. When God shows up and you're able to put your arm around somebody who needed to have an arm put around them that day. When God shows up and you're able to talk to somebody about this crazy God of ours who is so crazy about people that he sent his son to die and to rise so that God wouldn't have to live without us. God is crazy about sowing the seed because he is crazy about you. God is with you always, even to the end of the age. So go out, open your mouths, trust God. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for your craziness. We thank you that when Jesus told this parable, there had to be some furrowed eyebrows in the back wondering about the craziness of this sower. We thank you that you do not let our fears and our lack of courage prevent us from getting the word out. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you lay a name or a group of people on the hearts of people who need to have those conversations this week, maybe even tonight. Who is it? that you're stirring up in each person's soul to talk with. Maybe it's a parent, a classmate, a prof, a roommate, a sibling, a friend. Maybe you're simply inviting us to be open in a particular time and place to see what you are going to provide. Lord, we pray that you decrease our fears and increase our trust, so that when the time comes, we can open up our mouths and trust you. We thank you for being an amazing, crazy, loving God. Help us to speak of our faith, to pray of our faith, to shout of our faith to all who will listen. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.